AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Those Fed interest rate hikes may not be over yet. The March jobs report in today shows employers added 236,000 jobs last month, showing the labor market remains resilient despite efforts to cool the economy. There are positive signs, though, says Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
More people working and looking for work. We had wage growth, but wage growth is coming down. And while workers may not celebrate that, the Federal Reserve will. As it looks whether it needs to raise interest rates any further.
The unemployment rate fell to 3.5%. The report won't move the stock market because it's closed for the Good Friday holiday. A new AP NORC poll finds most Americans, 79%, are strongly opposed to cutting Social Security. 67% oppose Medicare cuts. Our Donna Warder reports.
58% support the idea of increasing taxes on households making more than $400,000 a year to pay for Medicare, a plan proposed by President Joe Biden last month.
Authorities say 20 people were injured in a fire at New York City's Rikers Island Jail yesterday. That fire was set by an inmate. On this Good Friday, cold weather in Rome is keeping the Pope from leading a Good Friday Mass at the Colosseum, but in the old city of Jerusalem. Worshippers walk the way of the cross, marking the final path of Jesus Christ. Violence continues between Israelis and Palestinians, our Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli medics say an alleged Palestinian shooting attack in the northern occupied West Bank has killed two women and seriously wounded another.
Kansas City lawmakers have passed a bill to end gender-affirming care for transgender youth. It calls for the license revocation of any doctor who provides care, even though critics say it's vital for patients' mental health and suicide prevention. This is AP News. A coroner says drugs were behind the death of rapper Coolio last year in Los Angeles.
Grammy-winning rapper Coolio, born artist Leon Ivey Jr., suffered an accidental death from the combined effects of fentanyl, heroin, and methamphetamine. That's according to a report released by the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office. Investigators also cited cardiomyopathy, as well as cigarette smoking and asthma, as significant contributory conditions. A Pennsylvania native who later moved to Compton, he started rapping at a young age. He sold millions of albums and was nominated for 6 Grammys, winning Best Solo Rap Performance for his 1995 hit, Gangsta's Paradise. I'm Jennifer King.
One of 4 men charged in the killing of rapper Pop Smoke 3 years ago during a robbery at a Hollywood Hills mansion has pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. He also pleaded guilty to home invasion robbery. He was only 17 at the time and has been sentenced to 4 years in a juvenile facility. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.